Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Happy fall. It's a little cold outside, but we have a hot, hot show here for you tonight. This is something that I would have never have expected if someone were to tell me that it was going to come about. And it just happened this week, and I jumped on it right away, and boom, here we are. I am very, very excited to have this show tonight. The call-in number is 323-870-3891. That's 323-870-3891. We already have 10 callers in the queue. People are calling in right now. They want to jump in on this show right from the beginning because they don't want to miss anything. This show is archived, so you can listen to it for free 24/7. And during the show tonight, we are going to have a time for Q&A. I'm really excited about that as well. I'm Denise Bowles. I'm your producer and your host of Awaken Birth. I am also known as Bold Doula. You can find me on Facebook and at my webpage of www.bolddoula.com, or just send me an email of denisebowles@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. We do a lot of work with birth work and a lot of collaboration and a lot of sisterhood, so I'm really proud about that. Now, tonight's show is really, really amazing because literally it fell out of the sky. I had another birth worker leader, an elder, post something on Facebook that I thought I would never, ever see, and that is a Black Doula Association. And at first, I thought it was a gag. I wasn't sure what it was all about, but sure enough, I investigated it, and wonderful Shafia Monroe and all of her wisdom said, Denise, just check it out. So I went ahead and did my diligence, and let me tell you, what a piece of gold I tripped over here this week. It has been absolutely amazing. Tracy is just amazing. Tracy Ennis is the founder. She's my co-host and my guest here tonight. She's going to talk about this wonderful organization that she's founded. She's going to tell you a lot about herself and why she's a goddess and why she's up here doing this work and how this is going to pull us all forward. So without any further ado, once again, the caller number is 323-870-3891. We do have an event page over on Facebook. So if you have a question or a comment, please go over to the Facebook event page titled National Black Doula Association Founder Tracy Ennis. It's time. Jump right over there. Jump on the Facebook event page. Post your questions or comments. We'd love to hear from you. So, Tracy, hello and welcome.
Hi, Denise. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah. It's a pleasure and an absolutely stunning situation of events that life just reveals. I do believe Goddess Oya, just with her wind, she just opened this up, and I was dumbstruck. I did not know of you, Tracy, until this week. Why is that? You're breaking up just a little bit. I need you to get somewhere where we can. We don't want to miss a single vowel that you have to say, not a single breath tonight, because this is just beyond anything I could have ever imagined for this year. So we want to make sure we hear you, Tracy. So now, Tracy, I haven't heard of you.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. No, I just wanted to make sure the connection was good.
Oh, it's good. It's good. Tracy, I haven't heard about you until now. And when I did my diligence and was able to contact you, you have an amazing journey as a birth worker to share. And I want you to use this forum tonight so that you can enlighten all of us on why the hell you are at the top of the mountain. So tell us your story, Tracy. Who are you and what are you doing in birth work?
So I've been in this field for nearly 20 years, and I started out as a donor-trained doula back in 2000, but I always say I have over 20 plus years of experience because my oldest child is 24. And I came into the field after I had my second child, and I came in as a doula, and I practiced for about a couple of years, 2 to 3 years, and then I transitioned into midwifery. So I studied, apprenticed, and practiced midwifery in Oakland, California, San Francisco Bay Area. And I had a thriving practice along with a midwifery partner of mine at that particular time. And then I transitioned back into the doula world just simply because I didn't want to have the liability of delivering babies anymore. I just wanted to be able to utilize my expertise with families who needed to navigate themselves through the birth system in the hospitals and the policies and procedures and the bureaucracy that goes along with that. But because my background was so vast and extensive beyond a lot of doulas at that particular time, I had done home births and birthing centers and, of course, hospital births. They trusted my level of experience because I can go all the way holistic and totally natural or extremely interventive and everything in between.
Okay. So I want to pluck your brain a little bit because as far as I'm concerned, you are an elder in this field. You and a couple others. Close friends of mine that I know who've been doing this for a long time, including Nakia Lawson, and she better call in here tonight, otherwise I'm going to have to fight her. But I want you to talk about what were the early days like that you can recall for Donna International?
Well, I can't really speak specifically for Donna. I remember doing my training in Sacramento. But I remember when we didn't have GPS, we had to use MapQuest and print stuff out. I remember when there was no such thing as a postpartum doula. Like I go back like that far. And there weren't any doulas of color, and there was probably only one at that particular time, and it definitely wasn't a young girl. I was 24 at that particular time, you know, working with upper middle class white families. It just wasn't happening, and then I came along.
And what happened, Tracy, when you came along?
Oh, I don't want to, I mean, there was something that, being a doula was just a stepping stone for me because I always knew I wanted to deliver babies. So it was my stepping stone into midwifery. And once I had gotten my hands wet enough and delivered and caught enough babies, I came back on this side. But it was interesting because they didn't know how to trust, so to speak, me. They wanted to, but it was always like my age. You know, we as the whole black don't crack thing. But, you know, there's this girl who has all this experience and who has all this knowledge, but she's in her 20s. So they didn't know how to quite, you know, place me, but the more I stuck with it, and I have, you know, a mentor out in the Bay Area who I still am in contact with till today, you know, they began to trust me and, of course, know me, and then, you know, just my reputation grew from there. But more than that, I was able to cultivate really good relationships with all of the Bay Area major hospitals and doctors and nurses and midwives, too, as well. And they trusted me, and that's one thing that people don't understand. It's like it's not just about your clientele trusting you. You have to be able to have well-working relationships because that's where your referral base is really going to come from.
All right. Speak it. And that's what I want to hear tonight. I want you to just cut to the chase. No fluff tonight. I just want it raw and real. That's how I like it. So now, being a woman of color, 20-some-odd years ago, you're in the Bay Area, predominantly white. Did you ever think and say to yourself, you know, I'm going to start my own organization. I'm going to have something that is for birth workers who look like me. Did you ever have that thought in your head 20 years ago?
Never. I didn't have that thought in my head like a month ago. Never. But I will say this. I get tired of the birthing industry being saturated with people who don't look like us. However, it's the people who don't look like us who really seek us, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
So I didn't have that you know, Spirit hadn't spoken that to me. And to be honest, Denise, I really just set, you know, National Black Doula Association up as a platform, as a directory for us to be able to find each other and for families of color to be able to find us. And it's beginning to take on a life of its own. And I'm just kind of humbled and watching it just as you are. It's like, okay, I can guide this train, but, you know, universe, you obviously have, you know, greater plans for it. So just let me be the vessel.
Yes, yes, and I want to join your directory. I can't wait to do that. I have to admit, I am on several other doula directory sites, and they do not break it down by ethnicity. They do not. They may bring up language, but as far as the ethnicity, it's a slippery slope. And I noticed already in the very early part of this conversation for you and I, Tracy, you and I were getting ready to have that black on black conversation, and you kind of had to divert a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to this because I want to be in a space where I don't have to do that, where I can say what it is that is obvious and out there to another sister, to another black birth worker, to another black woman here, and you get it, and we don't have to edit or pull back on or refrain from saying something. So I really do appreciate that. But I'm thinking, you know, I'm on Nicole Deggan's Assistant Midwife. There's another black directory for birth workers that really isn't as active. But other than that, the other birth worker directories that are out there, I don't know if they really are breaking it down by ethnicity, culture, norms, race, whatever you want to call it. I don't think they're doing that. Do you have any rationale coming from your level of experience as to why that's not happening?
Because, unfortunately, in this society, we've been taught not to make people uncomfortable. But in being a black woman and a black individual in America, you walk in a state of uncomfort every day. You operate in a state of uncomfort, of being uncomfortable every day. So we are tiptoeing around an obvious issue. Well, it's not my job to make them comfortable when it comes to my place in this world. That's not my job, is to make anybody comfortable. I wanted to create a safe place and platform for us, and there's nothing wrong with that. If there are people who aren't black who want to support the association, they absolutely can as a supporter. But the directory is specifically for people of color, black birth workers, because there is no unified place that really is extremely organized where people can utilize our services.
Okay. 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 And I'm glad you said that, because tonight on the event page throughout the day today, it's been a constant stream for me of communication from birth workers who are not black, and they want to call in and learn. And, you know, I don't have a problem with that. But I think the other question that we have to go over here tonight is the mission and the vision of this organization. Because I've been in other black-focused organizations where they do not allow non-blacks to participate, and they do have a more black-focused mission and vision and objective. So can we talk a little bit about that, Tracy? Have you developed that already? Do you have that in motion? Do you have a committee or a group who's already developed this?
So are you talking about the mission statement in general, or specifically, or are you talking about a board of directors? Or?
Well, a little bit of both. A board of directors is probably going to come a little bit down the line for you, but as far as looking at the website, what is the mission and vision of this organization? Because some doulas are saying, I'm very interested, but I want to know what it is, because I don't want it to be in the conflict of interest with the other organizations that I'm already a member of. And that's a direct question I actually got.
No, that's a great question. That's a valid question. And let me say this. The National Black Doulas Association is, we stand on our own. We aren't in, it's not an organization to create conflict. There's always going to be a conflict of interest somewhere if we allow it. You know, that's a personal decision. However, I can specifically speak to it because I created it. And really, it's about It's about connectedness, and it's about education and empowering each other, but more so than that, empowering the clientele that seek us, because we are the ones that suffer with the, you know, fetal mortality rates and the maternal mortality rates more than any other population, in Western culture when it comes to medicine and being disrespected and not being honored for various reasons, primarily cultural reasons or race reasons. So this is more so about, let's get some information out there, let's educate each other, and then the clientele and the demographic that seek our services, we turn back and empower and educate them, because what we're trying to do is make sure that we as a culture and as African American people or Black folks, we have more education behind us. We're empowered with that. And then in turn, the decision-making and the outcomes are better for us and our family structure. And then more importantly yes. than that, the Black woman. I mean, you know, the Black woman and the miseducation when it comes to nutrition, or the Black woman and the miseducation when it comes to medical terminology or policies and procedures. And, you know, you don't have to be a guinea pig. This is not the day and time of that. So when they have those of us who are behind the scenes, who are well-versed in working in hospital policy and procedure or dealing with birth inside and outside of the hospital, but understand the dynamics and the physiology of what is happening, when we share that information, unfortunately, Denise, you done started something. See, unfortunately, yep. Black folks have a problem with keeping information to themselves. You know, it's like we think if we keep the information to ourselves that someone else is going to become better. Or, you know, it's not about that. The more information you share with each other, the more empowered you become. It doesn't dim my light because I'm sharing information with you. No, it's not about that. So we want to make sure that we are sharing with each other, because it's about building and securing and stabilizing and longevity.
I couldn't agree with you more. I feel the same way. I've had this show of mine has been on since 2009. It's been out of my pocket. I've never charged a dime to anyone, and every one of my guests have volunteered to come on. I feel it's a way to give back. And that crab mentality, what you just talked about, that crab in the barrel mentality, really does come from our ancestry. And I saw it. I actually witnessed it firsthand in 12 years of slave. And it's real. So I did see it there, and that's where it originated from, that if you are doing better, if you do want to do better, if you do want to work harder, if you do want to collaborate and share, then the hyper-scrutiny comes in, and, you know, then the negative untowards come in. So, yeah, I get it completely. But I want to know, have you had a chance to sit down and formulate the actual mission, vision, and policies of this organization?
So the mission is done. The policies are going – that's something that I've learned just in business overall. Those are going to always and forever be changing. What I may come up with now is going to be different from what happens a year from now, because it's going to grow and it's going to change. So all of that is going to always and be a forever work in progress. But the mission is going to remain true to what it already is.
Okay. And what is the foundation mission? What is the baseline? What is the foundation that no matter what changes come through, there is going to be a constant factor that is unmovable? What is it?
It's a resource for us. It's a resource where I can find another black-owned business who is an alternative health care provider that's not in my same jurisdiction, or maybe they are, and maybe I can send, you know, a client who's seeking those services to you. It's going to be a one-stop shop. It's a one-stop shop, a one-stop resource that we can funnel information and resources and trainings and workshops through, that you can post about, you know, this workshop is happening in Miami, Florida, or there's something going on in Oakland, California, or here in Atlanta, Georgia. That is what it's going to be, because, once again, it goes back to education and empowerment. And the more we do that, the better we become.
I agree, and unfortunately, I do have to say there is something that happens in the Black mentality, the Black mindset, where you find out about an event the day before it takes place. And you would have gone, you would have paid your money, but, you know, 24 hours is short notice. You have to get your stuff lined up so you can go, or even your budget. And I'm a little tired of finding out about things the day of. I would like to see something centralized where I know I can go to and get the most updated material and know that it is something that will apply to my persona as a birth worker of color. So
as long as the trainers or the people who are hosting these trainings, it's not about what's coming through me. It's about a platform where, you know, particular trainers can list their information. I mean, you have to be a member of the organization, and then those who are members of the organization, then they can get discounts, you know, for joining particular groups and trainings and workshops. You know, it's a one-stop shop. Now, how soon you get the information, I mean, that remains to be seen. You know, that is, you know, that no one can necessarily control that. However, it's going to be a platform where people can definitely list what they have going on. Maybe it's a community event. Maybe it's an annual event. That's one of the things that I would love to see in the future for this organization is, like, you know, having an annual convention. So, yeah. That one platform.
And are you doing a lot of this on your own?
Yep, and I'm okay with that because it's my baby right now, and I'm okay with nursing this baby until I can branch out a little bit more for support. And I'm going to do that delicately because, you know, I have to make sure that people who come aboard to support are in line with the same mission, and, you know, they have a particular area of expertise and per se that I don't, you know, so it's going to be a delicate process. I'm not quick to hand it off or bring people in for that reason.
Okay. So I want to talk about what's going on around you, because in the week that this has been posted on Facebook and I've reached out to you, there's been a lot of talk, the talk that we normally have in the back room. You know, I could remember sitting in my car a year ago and speaking to a dear friend of mine, Lakeisha Dennis, who's now in midwifery school up in Yale. And I'm very proud of her being an Afro-Caribbean and going into midwifery school after being a doula, after being in the armed services. And she and I were talking, and she says, Denise, I want us to have a doula organization just for Black birth workers. That's what I want. And we were talking about this for hours. You know, we were just going, you know, projecting and if you want to call it fantasizing, just building on that one statement. And that was just kept between the two of us. I am sure that there are other Black birth workers out there that have said this amongst themselves, but you dare to step out. Now, what happened, Tracy, when you stepped out with this organization? What happened? As far as the community, as far as the birth community?
I was actually surprised at the level of positive response it got. I was blown away.
Right.
I didn't, you know, when you put anything out there, and if the skepticism was happening, I didn't see it. What I saw was a level of support, and this is amazing, you know, I was really blown away about the reception that it, you know, that people had.
Okay. Very good. Because I've been hearing good things also, but at the same time, you know, there is the critic, you know, there is, well, we'll see how this goes. We'll see how long it lasts. It has the title of Black to it. So, is it going to be done half-assed? You know, what's the longevity of it? How strong is it going to be? How organized is it going to be? You know, there was that hyper-scrutiny coming through that I was getting communicated about. So that's why I said, well, you know, come to the show tonight, bring your questions and answers, and listen and be ready to step up with your money to build the membership. Because the better and stronger the membership, you know, to me, the longer the longevity is. That's how I feel about it. If everybody pitches in, then we can really make this work.
No, absolutely. I mean, just like any business, like what we as African American women are the strongest, we're the leading when it comes to entrepreneurship in this country. Yeah. However, you as far as like sustainability, we have to be able to put our money where our mouth is. We have to be able to support one another. I mean, and as far as, you know, organization and how organized I am, that's fine. I mean, people can be skeptical about things they don't know, but then if they want to Google me, they can also check my receipts. I mean, that's how you can stay in birth for so long. So I've been in this field for nearly 20 years, and you can't be in this field for that long, or any field for that matter, with this organization as, you know, as a practice.
Right. Very true. Very true. Do you see now, when you and I first spoke, you kind of put me in check, and you said, Denise, you know, I own a corporation. Let's talk a little bit more about Tracy, and it's the businesswoman here. Let's give us that side of you.
What do you want to know?
Well, you said that you are a business person, you are an entrepreneur, you have your own corporation. Tell us about this business side of you.
I mean, this is just what I do. I mean, being a birth worker, everything boils down to business. If you really think about it, running a household, that's a business. Managing your children, that's a business. Going to the grocery store, that's a business. You have to get in there and you have to be able to play with the numbers and factor in what's going in and what's coming out. And it has to be able to balance out. So yes, I do. I have an LLC. This will go under as an entity under my LLC, and it'll go under the nonprofit side. So as far as that is concerned, it's just, you know, it's for me, it's just more so building on what I already have. But more importantly than that, it's like, what difference are you making in the world? Like, I know my purpose in this world, maybe through this work or maybe through my artistry, is to empower women. And no other women can I empower better and more than another Black woman, because she is me and I am her. So everything that I do is to empower another woman, and especially a Black woman, and then also to teach our girls and our daughters. But it all boils down to business, because if we take what we do on a daily basis and apply it to our business, you'll reap the benefits or not. You'll be able to see the level of organization or progress that you've made or not, because one reflects another.
Okay. What do you see happening for the National Black Doulas Association in exactly 1 year? What do you see happening?
I would love to have our first conference. That is what has been, and it can be small. It doesn't have to be anything big. For me, it's about quality versus quantity. So, I mean, I would love to see that. I would love to see growth. I would love to see immediate growth. I would love to see women, you know, from Washington and Oregon and Montana and Colorado. A sister from the UK emailed me today just saying, thank you for what you do. This is what I do. Maybe we can support each other from across the pond.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
That's what I like to see. Growth, but don't talk about me and don't do your research. Form an opinion. You like, you know what I mean? Or
yes.
Don't talk about
yes.
it and not support. And if you have criticism, criticism is fine. I mean, everybody has an opinion, but make it constructive. If it's not, we can keep it to ourselves, because it's not about tearing anybody down. I'm imperfect, and I'm going to run an imperfect operation. However, everything is a learning lesson. Everything is a stepping stone. So allow room for forgiveness and growth.
Yes.
And that's one of the issues that we have.
It's not even the word forgiveness, Tracy, because the word forgiveness does strike a chord with Black people, because we've been very forgiving in this country. What I'd like to say, and what I've been using, especially now in my scope of being a board member, I like to say the word grace. Afford me some grace. And that grace simply means give me the respect, give me the compassion, give me the unity, and we can do this together. That's what grace means to me. So in the growth of this new organization that you're putting together, it's a lot of work. It's a hell of a lot of work. I mean, this is not an easy thing to do. And there are people out there who are just waiting for the first thing to happen, waiting to say, see, I told you. And what I say to that is, let there be grace. Let there be that understanding, that compassion. Let there be that respect, because I didn't see anybody else step up here to do this but Tracy. You know, and let's move forward on that. Now, Tracy, I want to also talk about, once again, about the actual institution. What about the membership? Can you tell us about the membership? What does it cost? What does it entail? Let's talk about that.
So the membership, the website is blackdoulas.org, and you can click on membership, and it goes over what the membership costs, and it's $49.99 for a single professional membership, and it's for 6 months. It'll automatically renew itself, or you can renew it. I haven't decided which direction I'm going to go. I don't, you know, with that, but it runs for 6 months. And then there, of course, is a group or a collective membership, and that's billed annually. And the membership includes, of course, your ad on the website, access to trainings and masterclasses, blogs. There will be 4 issues a year, which, of course, are going to be seasonal, discounts on upcoming meetings and workshops, participation in community events, free events and classes that can be listed, private Facebook group, professional networking opportunities amongst each other, and a discount for community events and vending opportunities, and, of course, shared resources of the National Black Doula Association. And that may grow as far as what is going to be included in the membership.
Okay, very good. So it's $49 for 6 months. Basically, it'll be $100 a year, and you will get membership benefits along with that. Okay. How many members can you estimate? Can you give us a ballpark of how many members you have now?
So right now it's just myself and another. No, so we have a couple of applications pending, and then we have myself and another one who's already listed. And mind you, I just launched it. I don't even know if it's been a week. It may be a week ago. So, yeah.
Okay, because I do know since I posted the show, several people were just like waiting to go ahead. Myself included, to just move forward and just join and, you know, see how it goes for 6 months and just be able to enjoy and contribute somehow. Can I ask you about that? Because it's so new, are you looking for contributors? Are you looking for contributions on a professional level, on a donation level? What are you looking for?
So contributors as to what aspect? Like, what do you mean?
Well, that's I'm not sure. Are you looking for bloggers? Are you looking for workshop facilitators? Are you looking
These are all, absolutely. I mean, you know, to post a workshop, you would have to be a member, and then you would be able to post your workshop, and then from there, the members would be able to take advantage of the resources, you know, within the membership, I mean, within the organization itself. I mean, absolutely. We have a sister doula right now who is in Oregon and who's in Portland, and she is working on a series right now specifically for this organization around self-care and self-preservation. So there are things that are being specifically developed for this association, specifically for us. We as Black women, we are always giving and giving and giving. And, you know, a lot of times we're single parent households and we're pouring out into our work and we're pouring out into our children or we're pouring out into our mates and nobody's replenishing for us. So, you know, this is one of the things that I am adding into one of the components is like we will offer a self-care series for birth workers within this group.
Okay. So is it safe to say that if a doula comes in and says, okay, like myself, I want to come in and I want to get a 6-month membership, does that membership include birth doula and postpartum? Does it include midwifery? Does it include placenta encapsulation? Does it include belly binding? Does it include lactation consultant? Is it just a one fee for everyone or every discipline?
So there is an application that you have to fill out. And in that application, if you look and see, there's a website classification, and you can check all that apply under your practice. Yes, and that will be listed on the website as well, and it'll be a link from us to you.
Okay. Now, here's the other thing.
I'm not going to charge a greater fee for more. That doesn't make any sense. You know, our job is, and my job in turn, is to make sure I'm supporting these Black businesses. Not only you guys like supporting me and growing this, I am in turn supporting you as well. And I could not support if I'm going to charge an arm and a leg for every, you know, specialty.
Right, and I agree, because one of the challenges that Black birth workers face is economics. And Nakia Lawson and I have had this conversation on so many of my shows. I've had this conversation with Hakima Payne about upcoming midwives. I'm sure you've experienced it yourself. So, I mean, you know, those are the type of things that I'm really glad that you are aware of, because economics is a factor. Nakia and I just did a show where, you know, Black birth workers are expected to be the community doulas and not entrepreneuric doulas who are getting the higher end clients. So I'm really glad that you are making a concerted effort to be aware of the economics of this organization, because I think that's also very, very important. I want to ask you, and I want to talk to you a little bit about where could we all get started together? Like, if we wanted to start brainstorming or talking about what we can contribute as members, will you be having some type of a forum for that, or some type of a space to, you know, talk and have this kind of discussion?
And in due time, I'm definitely open to that in due time. One of the things I am not going to do is I'm not going to have too many chefs in the kitchen. That's not going to happen, because that's a recipe for disaster. But, in you know, if people click and they join the Facebook group, join the Facebook group, and I can see that, and then there'll be a private Facebook group for the people who have joined within that structure. So then there will be, you know, I'll be reading the comments, but as far as having, you know, various opinions floating around, no. We're not doing that.
And I've got some other questions coming in on the Facebook event page, which are great questions. Will the membership only be for certified birth workers, or will it be for anyone who classifies themselves as a birth worker?
So I'm not one who views certification like everybody else, let's just say.
Talk to me about that.
Certification. In order to be certified, you have to get their approval. Okay, and their level of certification does have nothing to do with your level of expertise. When I came into the field, or your level of skill and knowledge, when I came into the field, they weren't certifying doulas yet, and I went in and I got my training, and then I went about my business. I have 1,500 plus births under my belt. And I don't have a donor certification, and that's a personal choice. And it also has to do, you know, when they started doing the certifications, I was already a practicing midwife. So my, you know, I couldn't, if I decided to operate under the donor certification, then I would have been restricted in what I can offer my clientele at that particular time. So that is just where I stand with it. However, you know, I've been in birthing rooms, and the doctors are looking at me like, oh my God, Tracy's done everything, and it's non-medical, and we've done nothing. And And it, once again, it just speaks to my level of skill and expertise and the knowledge around my work versus somebody saying, okay, once you do three births, you're certified.
Okay.
No.
Okay. And I understand what you're saying. Unfortunately, we do have certification out there because of policies and procedures to keep boundaries in place, because people, some people might overstep them. So, certification.
And unfortunately, that happens whether somebody is certified or not. And that is the problem that our old school doulas, such as myself, run into with the newer ones. We have to come in and play and housekeep or clean up, because when you step outside your scope of practice, then, you know, you can make a bad name, or doulas have made a bad name for the entire industry, and the other medical professionals are skeptical with working with doulas, regardless if someone is certified or not. I'm definitely, I agree with certification, and I see why somebody would choose not to be certified. You know, I don't have, my choice is just strictly personal. Professional, it's right. Totally up to the individual. I, on the other hand, I'm not going to scrutinize somebody's certification.
Okay. I hear you loud and clear. Now, we have another question here from the Facebook event page. Will the classes and trainings be only on the West Coast, or are you going to have satellites of trainers such as myself and maybe Nakia Lawson and a couple other people in other states facilitate trainings for the National Black Doulas Association?
So as long as they are a member of the organization, they can offer trainings wherever. And that's another thing we're working on. We are working on the satellite aspect of it. It's so you don't have to be in the same location. You can be anywhere and be able to participate in the trainings and workshops that are offered.
There's technology you can. But now, Tracy, let's go back a little bit for our callers and our listeners on the show here tonight. The switchboard is full. We've got tons of callers here. Thank you so much for calling in. The call number is 323-870-3891. That's 323-870-3891. You are on Awaken Birth, and tonight our special guest is Tracy Ennis, the founder of the National Black Doula Association. Tracy, how the hell are you going to vet all of these doulas? Now, and I want to pull it back, because when I first went to say I was going to connect with Tracy, I went on the National Black Doulas Association webpage. Tracy's not in the front. She's not in the front. You have to go and find her. When I did find her, I had to fill out a contact form. The contact form then told me to call this number. I called the number. Tracy doesn't do well with voicemail, so her voicemail says, do not leave a voice message. Text me. So I texted her. The text message then said, you got me. Now send me an email. So I did. So I went through all these different channels to get to her. And I say all of this to our listeners tonight because I'm not sure, Tracy, how are you going to be able to vet these black birthworking professionals from the ones who really don't belong in this organization? We've got some rogue people. We've got some extremists. Let's face it, there's bad apples in every bunch. So how are you going to vet out those people from this organization?
Well, that's a part. If you, with the bylaws that are being developed, that's something that you have. There's a code of ethics. There's a code of ethics that we have to adhere to, and there's but rules and regulations as far as honor and respect that is going to have to be adhered to. And if they don't, then, you know, I can terminate a membership at any time. Like, that is – vetting is not, like, going through and combing through, because my hands are on everything, and I see everything, and I'm extremely resourceful. It's nothing for me to be like, you know, I'll have a backdoor conversation with the individual, and it just – if it's not the right fit, it's totally okay. We're just not the right fit.
Okay. And that could certainly be part of the bylaws, that this organization has every right to terminate the membership at any time. That's fine. I completely understand that. And that is good to know. That is definitely good to know. So I definitely do applaud that. This is just so exciting, and I just know, unfortunately, you just want everything to just be ready and up and running and going now. But this is a baby. We're in gestational period right now. So Tracy, where do you see things happening now? Where are you in this whole gestational process with your baby? This organization is your baby. Where are you with this?
I mean, it's up and running. It's just waiting for members. It's waiting for people to take advantage of the resources. Like, if you one of the things that I will do is I will push the organization. I mean, it already has an Instagram page. It has a, you know, a Facebook page. Like, I will push the organization. I will try to get your business seen and, you know, the organization itself seen as much as possible. But what, you know, it's not going to do is it can't, you know, in the process of growing, it has to grow with members.
Okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, we're not good. It's like, you know, it doesn't work without the members.
Okay. Okay. And, you know, here we go. There's a question that came in, and I have some trepidation with it, and I will just go ahead and be the host and ask this question, and I will bring you my trepidation in a minute. But first, I will pose the question to you, Tracy. Will this organization offer scholarships for those who financially need them?
I can't speak to that. That would be ideal. But at this point, I can't speak to that. And it depends on what's being offered. Like, you know, that's something that, you know, is it a particular training that you would like, you know, a scholarship to? Like, it depends on what's going on. So that has to take some time.
Right. Right.
And once again it goes back to the level of member participation. You know, it's like if people if they're not participating as members, then there's no way then we can find other avenues to give back.
Right. Correct. Correct. And I'm sure down the road, once things are really up and established and running for a while, where you could do something like that. But here's what I want to say to a question like that. And, you know, I've been in a financial situation, you know, that wasn't always what it is now. And you have to make sacrifices. You have to go ahead and say, okay, this is what I want as part of my business acumen. I want to be a member of this organization. I'm going to have to make that sacrifice. Maybe as a birthday present, my family get together and give me the money so I can be a member. As a holiday gift, a graduation gift, whatever it is, maybe your family or your friends can come together and help you and sponsor you to do this. And the reason why I say that is because for the other dual organizations that are out here, I don't see a whole lot of scholarship in the way of membership dues. I don't see that. I may see a discount, you know, if you're a member and you want to participate in a webinar or something like that. But as far as, you know, coming out the gate and already asking for a scholarship, we have to do better as Black women. We spend a lot of money in this country on everything from our eyelashes to our nails to our weaves to our Uggs to you name it, our Spanx, whatever you want to call it. We spend the money, and we have to decide on where we're going to invest. And I would love to, you know, I'm going to invest Black and know that I'm putting money into a Black enterprise, and I will be happy to do that. So I don't know, you know, how you feel about what I just said, Tracy.
No, I totally agree. We spend money on what we want. And for me, if you don't invest in your business, you don't take your business seriously, and neither should I.
Okay. Okay. On that note, let's take a little segue here. Tracy, you are an entrepreneur. You have many, many hats that you wear, not just birth work. Let's talk about the business side. You said that you are also a business coach for doulas, growing their business. What are some of your beliefs and some of your, what do you do as far as being a businesswoman in birth work?
So as far as coaching doulas in the business side, or are you mean just as far as my own personal practices?
A little bit of both. I don't want you to reveal all of your deepest tricks and tips and tricks here, don't get me wrong, but just give us a little taste of Tracy Ennis, the doula businesswoman, you know, the kick-ass business goddess here.
Well, one of the things that I do, I think that's probably different than a lot of Black birth workers, is I price myself accordingly. I don't sell myself short. I try not to sell myself short because I'm catering to a particular demographic. So I'm very realistic with what it would take for me to leave my house, what it would take for me I have to be realistic with what my overhead is. And if it's not worth, if it's going to take more out of me than it's putting back in, and it's not worth it. So I have to be realistic with that. But, you know, just the cost and the maintenance of things, like, you know, I have more than one website. You know, I have three websites currently going right now. The cost of running that, you know, you have to factor in what it takes to get your clients. And then understanding, and I don't understand what the problem is talking about money. Like, that is really mind-blowing to me. Why we have an issue with that. It's like, even if it's uncomfortable, it's better to have the conversation than not to have the conversation. So nobody feels comfortable in the unknown. So even if it's saying like, okay, I don't have it, but I'll have it X, Y, Z, or I'm working on getting it, then at least the person that you're speaking with or communicating with understands the intent and that you're not disregarding them. So I believe in taking those hard conversations and taking the bull by the horns and having that. And I try to bring that same approach to my business. Now, understand, like, I have, you know, 20 years under my belt and a plethora of knowledge. So if you were to get me to even be in your birth room at this point, because I don't do that many births anymore, if you get me to be in your birth room, then you will be paying for that. And I'm okay with that because I understand my value and what I bring to the table. And the trick is really letting but if you are, as the professional, you let that person understand that, you know, or that potential client understand the value in which you bring, because you are an asset. You already have more training than they do.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I deeply appreciate that. Deeply appreciate that. Tracy, before we move on, I just want to ask one more business question. What business advice, what one little nugget you would like to share here with our listeners on the call tonight?
About business?
About their doula business, yes.
Fail and learn from that mistake. Man, if failure is such the greatest teacher, when we fail and we don't learn that lesson, then we are doomed to repeat it. I will be extremely honest with you. In the last 4 months, my business itself has taken a tremendous financial hit, because it's gone through a major transition. In my Oakland practice, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay. So it's gone through a major financial transition. I mean, and in my Oakland practice, they did not want, you know, the clientele didn't want me to bring on a partner. It was a lot of upheaval and resentment and backlash that I received for acquiring a partner. Now, mind you, I had been without a doula partner and been a solo practice for all of this time, and I did 60 births last year and probably about 55 to 60 the year before. I mean, mind you, like, that is the speed that I was doing business at. And I found myself not good for anybody. I wasn't good for myself. I wasn't good for my children. I wasn't good to myself. I was the meanest, most just uncomfortable to be around. I would come home and my family would literally clear the room because I'm too busy out there servicing other people and not my house and not taking care of me and my home and my children. And as a result, I had to bring on support. And the backlash that I've received, it literally has been about a $20,000 backlash. And this is the honest to God truth. And when I tell you, that has been the greatest business failure for me to date. However, it has also been the greatest lesson learned that I will not repeat. Okay. And as a result, my contract has changed tremendously. And just making sure, and my contract is, I try to make my contract as airtight as possible, but people always find loopholes. They always find loopholes. So that's one thing. It's like, don't be afraid to fail, because your failure is where your greatest lesson is learned. We just be open to the lesson, and for universe to be able to teach you what it is you need to learn, because it's only there to make you better and stronger in your business.
Yeah,
that is the one nugget
absolutely.
That I will share.
Absolutely, Tracy. Thank you so much. And, you know, in the Facebook event page, we have some wonderful comments here. A dear love of mine, Grace Roman, she's saying we must take bigger steps than our Caucasian sisters. They don't subsidize their dues because they know that an investment made, no matter how small, will be taken seriously and followed through with. I have gone as far as doing bake sales to get what I need, so I can not just learn from my elders but support them as well. I couldn't agree with you more, Grace. To me, idle time is money wasted. If you're not doing doula work at the time, do some postpartum work, childcare, overnight sleep, whatever it is you can do to make that extra money, to keep the money stream open so that you can get to your goal. You know, I have locked hair. I used to do locks. I used to do people's locks in my house to make side money. A lot of people don't know that. You know, people see me on Facebook and they're thinking, oh, my God, Denise Bowles, she's like my idol. She's done this and done that. If you only knew what I've been through in my life financially.
Right.
If you only knew.
These are the conversations that need to be had. You know, yes, I am a doula business coach. But understand, like, even in, you know, me coming from the doula business strategist side, when I tell you I know what it's like to be a doula starting a business, I know what it's like to be a doula trying to maintain her business. I know what it's like having to go back and redo and undo and redo and rewrite contracts. Like, I know what it is. So not only am I like the doula's business coach, and, you know, there is a fee for that, but when I say it's like I understand you, it's like I get it. So I'm only here to make you better. It's like you just have to choose to invest in it. And I believe in keeping those multiple streams open. Like, you know, I just launched the Got Doula Collection to support the organization. Like, I've done that for a reason. The little collection for, you know, Black Doulas Rock and all these cute little sassy sayings to help support that you can just carry with you or wear. You know, you have to have multiple streams of revenue. It's essential.
That is wonderful that you said that, Tracy. I've posted the actual store for your shop, actually here in the event page on Facebook, where you can get that Black Doula Magic T-shirt. There's a lot of other little great things you can buy, and I think that's great. If there's one thing that I've received from my ancestors as a message this year doing work in New York City, is for me to have multiple streams of income. You cannot just rely on one stream of income. You have to have more than one stream of income. So that's another really good tip I would leave with all you birth workers out there, is have more than one stream of income and put it out there. The other thing I'd like to talk about, Tracy, before we take any callers for Q&A time, at the beginning of the show, you said something very profound, something that I thought was really great, and you were talking about how you established very good relationships with the hospital staff, that they trusted you when you went in and you did this birth work for almost 20 years, if not more than that. I just want to commend you on that. I think it's very, very important. And I found that it's been a big success tool for me to engage in those childbirth educators at the hospital, the lactation consultants, befriend them, have a breakfast time with them, and explain your doula practice to them, and leave your cards, And before you know it, that referral base, that trust is established. You are referring clients to them. They are referring clients to you. It's a reciprocal process. So I say that it can be done because, you know, the good old girls club, you know, the white girls club, it happens continuously. It happens instinctively. So we don't even think about it. It just is. So I say that we have to do the same thing.
Yeah, and one of the things we don't want to do is we don't want to knock the white girls or the good old girls, because I've learned a lot of my business practices from people who don't look like me. And to be honest, I think I've learned pretty much all of them from people who don't look like me. And that's okay. That is totally okay. Some of the coolest chicks I know, like one of the coolest chicks I know is Jessie Reamer, and she is a donut trainer, and she comes in. She and I partnered up, and I said, I'm coming to Atlanta, and I want to have a steady stream of doula training, and I need to partner up with a trainer because I'm not going to train. And if you want to get trained after you go through your fundamentals, then yes, I'll work with you then. And so Jessie, who's over Doula Talk, she and I, it was just like a match made in heaven. And she's a white girl, you know. But when I tell you, just one of the coolest chicks that both of my mentors, like my other mentor in the Bay Area, Felicia, she's a Latina, a feisty Latina. So I don't want to say don't close yourself off because we're still trying to be community based. But understand, like, okay, you know, they have their place and you have your place as well.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And, Tracy, I invite you, Nakia Lawson and I just had a show about that where we were talking about the mentors and advocates that are in the room when you're not there and what they're saying for you on your behalf. And she and I both have agreed that most of our gains in life and most of our wonderful accomplishments in this field has been because the white woman has held the door open and allowed me to come in. So kudos to you for that, you know, as well. And Jessie is a wonderful person, and I can't wait to, you know, connect with her again and speak to her. So that is absolutely wonderful. So we're going to go to the callers in the queue now. Yeah, I'm actually going to open up the phone lines here now. So that if anybody has a question or a comment they'd like to throw out here to Tracy, now is the time to do it. You have her as a captive audience. She's had a long day, so now's the time to get her with your questions or comments. I'm opening up the phone lines. Please, if you have children in the background, mute your phone. All the phone lines are open. If you have any questions or comments, now's the time. You're on the air. Any questions or comments for Tracy? No questions? Okay. I'm going to go ahead and close it up if no one has any questions or comments. I think we've covered a lot here with the show itself, Tracy. So I think we're here.
Hi. I have a question.
Okay.
I have a question about, I'm sorry, my name is Khadijah Spruill. I'm a doula in Delaware. And
hi,
I want to know a little more about. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Khadijah in Delaware. That is exactly what I'm talking about. What's your question?
I would love to know more about the work that you do coaching doulas. So what does that entail? Mm-hmm.
So I actually just posted the link on the event page, but the business coach aspect, and it's in a three-tier. It's so funny. I realized today that it's in early labor, active labor, and transition. It's in first trimester, second trimester, third trimester, but it's really in a three-tier setup to where you can be able to learn how to create your business, how to launch your business, how to work with families, how to really pull out your skill, your specialty, because we all have something unique that we offer, and how to bring that to the forefront so that you can shine as a worker or in your area. Going into like contracts, what do your contracts look like? What does your marketing look like? How are you setting yourself up so you look professional. One of the things that I'll do is I'll go ahead and I'll list like my website so you guys can see my websites that are out there. And I'm always on the back end of things, meaning like I'm always trying to make sure that the numbers are working. So I'll look at the analytics. I'll look at the SEO. I will look at what the traffic is. What do I need to do to make it stand out more? Like, are you utilizing your free platforms? So I get more into what it means to put those packages together for yourself.
All right. Great.
Yeah. And then, I talk about and then another thing is like, making sure that you're priced appropriately. We talk about the price, your fee structure, and making sure your agreement. I actually would the sample agreement that I give over is actually my own agreement, and I do that for a reason because I want yours to be airtight. Yeah.
All right. Very good. And for all you listeners out there, the due diligence. When I posted this on the page that with Tracy's organization and I said, hey, guys, I'm going to go ahead and do my diligence, many of you said, what's that? Do your diligence.
Oh,
do your homework. Research. Make sure that you are in understanding that you have to put in the work. You just can't come to Tracy with nothing and expect to get something. You have to come to her with some type of template of ideas, timeline you want to work with. And if you need to get some ideas on how to do all of that, last year, Nikhil Lawson and I spent a year on doing an entire podcast year called Birthing While Black, and we gave out tons of business information for free right here on my podcast. So go back to Birthing While Black and look at all those podcasts and start listening to them while you're cooking dinner or while you're driving to a client. It'll give you tons of information, and that way you can line things up and get things organized to speak with Tracy about. But that's a great question, Cassandra. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anybody else have a question or comment before we close up the show?
I have no question.
No? Okay. All right. So, Tracy, I can't thank you enough for being on the show tonight. This has been absolutely awesome. I know you are exhausted.
It's been
a long day for you, but I can't thank you enough for agreeing to come on. And, when I spoke to you yesterday, you were like, well, let's do this now. Let's do it. So I'm really, really grateful to you for stepping in and doing this work. I'm looking forward to being a member and contributing with workshops and fellowships. I'm very excited about this, and I had no idea that just talking about this a year ago, I would actually be looking at something of this magnitude now. So I'm very, very proud of you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm looking forward to supporting your businesses. Like, I'm looking forward to helping you guys launch your businesses or take your business to the next level and, connecting the dots, I know this is now in Delaware, what I'm saying? Like, that's important because collectively, we can't be broken. It's when we're apart.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Unity is very, very important. And being able to have that safe space where you can have these open conversations and not have to censor or reword, which actually takes away from what it is you're trying to say. So I think this is a really great forum to do that. In the Facebook event page, I just reposted the products page. So if you want to shop and get your Black Doula Magic T-shirts or Black Doula Power stuff, you can go right here and do it. It's a lot of fun. I think you're going to have a good time in that shop. It's really exciting. So I think that's about it, Tracy. I'd like to always keep the door open if you'd like to come back on the show and talk about the upcoming conference or anything else that the National Black Doulas Association is doing. You're always welcome to give me a call and jump on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been a pleasure. And I look forward to meeting more doulas out there.
Oh, yes. Sister doulas. Absolutely. Absolutely, Tracy. Thank you. Everyone, this
Thank
has been a
you.
Wonderful show tonight. We've got our work to do. You can join and become a member and get all the benefits. You can contribute to this organization as far as workshops and blogs. This is your chance to shine. This is your chance to put your skills and your talents forward to build this wonderful, new, exciting organization. It's in its gestation stages, and we can take this as far and as long as our imaginations can go. So I'm really excited and proud to see how this goes. Eventually, I do see there being a board of directors. I do see there being scholarships for midwives and doulas. I do see there being a gala event, an annual fundraiser every year. I do see there being an annual conference. The possibilities are endless. So I'm very, very excited, and I'm really glad that you were able to hear this here on my show. So Tracy will always be welcome back. Please go to the event page here on Facebook. We have tons of questions and links there about tonight's show, about everything about Tracy. Tracy's been posting things there too. And if you have any other questions or concerns, you can always go back to the event page on Facebook and post them there. I'm Denise Bowles. I can't thank you enough for joining us on this show tonight. I am Bold Doula. I'm also the producer and host of Awaken Birth here on Block Talk Radio. You can follow me right here on Block Talk Radio. So the next time I have a show coming up, you will be the first to know. We've got some more great shows coming up for the fall, and we're getting ready for chilly winter, and I'm going to keep it nice and hot for you. So thanks again for joining me on the show tonight, and please stay awake in birth. Have a great night. Thank you.